everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday, so tune in every Wednesday.
Yeah.
At 8, from 8 to 11.
And you know what? Tuesday and Thursday ain't bad either.
Yeah, but Wednesday, man, we really hit it out of the park with Arsenio Hall.
First of all, that Kasem, I wish you had radio vision, because that Kasem chick is fine.
Yeah. How about last night when she was on with Teresa from the morning show, Teresa Strausser?
Oh, yeah.
And also Gina Grad. Three really hot chicks in here.
If we named that show, it would be Tim's Angels.
Yeah.
Because they are all hot.
A lot of estrogen,
Speaking
too.
Speaking of hot. Hey, baby.
I had to take a Boniva to get through that hour.
How you doing?
I saw a picture of her when she was 19. She looked just like Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
When she was 19, looked just like, straight
what
up,
happened?
Not tell me.
All right, Michelle is with us. She's the board operator and producer. Board operator and producer for the John and Jeff show. And we wanted you to come in because you're the first person I know who's gotten a ticket for the cell phone law.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
I'm a magnet for getting tickets.
Right.
I just was minding my own business.
Well, how about, you know, that FLAPD sticker on your car?
You know, I took that off.
That doesn't help.
But you can still kind of see the, you know.
All right, LAPD got you?
Yes.
For the hands-free law?
Correct.
What were you doing?
I was just minding my own business in
breaking
the car.
The law?
And he came out of nowhere. See, because I'm looking in my mirrors, you know, back and behind me. And he just came out, snuck out of a... like an alleyway.
Is it at night or during the day?
At night, in the middle of the night.
And he saw that you were on the phone?
Yes!
And why were you on the phone? You know, it's against the law.
You know, it was like the second day, and I haven't gone to the place to get a thing. And
you know, I hate to sound preachy, because I don't like when people do this to me. But, Michelle, the laws of the state of California are made for your protection, so please obey them.
Yeah.
All right, now that that's over. All right, so you're on the cell phone. You don't have a hands-free deal?
You know what? I got to get one of those things, but I'm so not... electronically smart that I don't want to get one of those Bluetooths because you have to...
Right.
Yeah.
It's tough to do.
I barely got a cell phone, okay?
So. All right. And so so he pulls you over.
Yes.
Was he nice about it?
No.
No.
He goes, you know, the law is now you cannot use that. And I'm like, oh, God. Yeah.
Wait. Michelle.
Were you still on the phone when you were talking to him?
No, I hung up real fast.
Michelle, you're a very cute girl. And I don't know if this is chauvinistic or not, but... don't you launch into that, I'm a fine girl, and you're a beautiful man.
You know what? It was 3:30 in the morning. Uh-huh. I was done. I was just tired. It didn't even come to me. But you know what? The next time I said, okay, next time I'm going to get him.
Yeah, you got to come up with a line. Like, is there something that I could put on your face and make you put a ticket back in your pocket?
You know what you should have done is when you said to the guy.
She's laughing because he clearly wasn't her kind of man.
Yeah, he was a man.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. I'll be back. Yeah.
She hasn't seen that part of a guy since high school.
Better go stand outside with Michelle in the Gaocello.
But you know what you should have done, Michelle, is when this happens to you again, if you say to the cop, are you going to give me a ticket for this hands-free law? And he says yes. Then you should say, hold on one sec, and connect back with the guy and get right back on the phone. So if you give me a ticket, I'm going to continue the conversation.
I'm going to finish my talk with Rosie O'Donnell on the phone.
Yeah, I'm going to book my cruise with Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, the thing is, the following day I got another ticket, but for something completely different.
What'd you do?
It's a rolling
joint at the red light.
Oh, man.
No, it wasn't even red. This was for a rolling stop.
At what time in the morning?
3:30.
Jesus Christ.
I know. These cops have nothing better to do. I mean, nothing against cops. I love you guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
my cousin's a cop.
You got to stay off the road. Are you going to fight both of them or either one of them?
You know, it's been about 5 years since I've had a ticket, so I don't even know what the laws are now. I mean, I know there's
you should go to traffic school for the rolling stop and then just pay the other one. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to do something like that, but I'm not going to traffic school because last time I went to some comedy traffic school and it wasn't funny.
Hey, watch your mouth. Everybody who calls themselves a stand-up is funny, and we're part of a fraternity, and I will whip your ass up in here.
Well,
I know that guy
that
teaches that class, and even with other people's material, he is very good.
Thin blue line.
Yeah, so whatever.
Well, that's too bad, Michelle. Yeah. You're a very very nice, always energetic and positive person.
Know.
You shouldn't be getting tickets out
there.
Big breast.
All right.
I'm sorry. I lost my mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but please. You're going to get, you know, if you get another one this week, you're going to go insane. They come in like threes. I don't know if you noticed that. Once you get two, you're going to get another one.
No, I can't afford it. Just got my break.
That's
done.
Not true. You're the producer of John and Jeff. You're making millions.
Oh, yeah. I'm rolling in it.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, everybody. Thanks for coming in, baby. Yeah. Look at that, man. Used to work over at K-Rock. Now she's with us.
I know what happened.
This is the place to be.
Hey, what happened?
That
playlist over there happened.
That's the comedy right there. That's the comedy.
Adum-pa!
All right. Thanks for coming in, darling. Always very energetic and always a pleasant smile.
She's
her.
Cute.
Yeah, she should be.
Thank
you. Should be able to. She should just wear that smile around and be able to, you know, fly through stop signs.
I want to convert her. What is it about heterosexual men that make us think? Well, she, you know, she just ain't had me yet.
She hasn't had Arsenio yet.
Yeah, she just need about 10 minutes. Of me slamming her like a screen door in the South.
All right, real quickly, Michelle.
Right. Or you haven't had the right man yet.
Yeah,
that's why.
That
but here's the other
one. How turned off are you by that?
So over it.
Really?
Hey, yeah. if you were, if, like, all right, now, how long have you been in the program?
Which is off the Peter plan.
I've been wearing the gay patch all my life.
But have you ever had sex with a guy?
Once.
Yeah. And how'd that work out?
I don't remember.
That was audio from it.
Yeah,
that was it.
Right when she was having orgasm, she did a Lorena Bobbitt impression.
No, it was kind of like, that was it? That's what everybody's talking about?
Oh. But so it's just with one dude.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been in for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I got the lifetime membership.
Now, could you have sex with a guy?
No.
Or would that radically turn you off?
No.
There's no way you could do it. All right.
You have a girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Could a guy like me come watch? If I don't touch nobody, can a guy like me just hang out in the corner of the room like in True Lies when Arnold sat in the dark and watched Jamie Lee play with herself?
With the voice?
I thought about this, by the way. You see how fluent my... I'm not Barack.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
I thought about this. Oh, yeah.
All right, John's in early from the John and Jeff show and is going to dispute your history. What was this, Johnny?
Well, first of all, Tim, why are you putting my producers on the air on your show?
John, please.
She has a lot of audio to put in the audio vault.
All right.
But honestly, though, Michelle, it was twice, not once.
All right.
It would have been three times, but she's not Asian.
Who is this? Hello?
Check that out. Right.
All right. Thanks
for
coming
by. Can I say one
by.
More thing about the whole gay thing? Now, do you ever talk to men who have this attitude, gay men who have this attitude that we, as heterosexual men, really have this gay thing, but all of us have it, and we just won't let it out. There's something inside. You know,
right.
I hate that attitude.
The ones that say everyone has a part of them in it.
Yeah. Tell me you ain't never thought. At one time, you never look at Tom Cruise, and your nipples got hard. I'm like, man, I whip your ass. I whip Tom Cruise's ass. You better get away from me with that.
Fantastic.
I happen to believe it's true, though.
Stop it!
No, I don't think so.
I'll take your card away, man. I will take your card right here. No. Unless you take that back.
Like when somebody says, you know, are you a gay guy? I'm like, well, it's a long life, you know? I mean, not today, but who knows, you know? Maybe later on in life, you know, you get your nails done, you get your back waxed, you start to enjoy yourself, and boom. Living with a guy in Sunset, you know?
You know that all of you have it in you.
But here's, I think this is what separates heterosexuals from homosexuals, is homosexuals get the same butterfly feeling that you get for a hot chick, they get it for a hot dude.
Right.
And if you don't get that butterfly, hey, that guy's real hot feeling, maybe you've skated. I don't know.
Like, I'd have to be at a Barry Bonds celebration party, and when I see his thick neck and his large head, I have to say...
Gotta have that.
Ooh, Barry. I want to do steroids off your ass. Ooh, I want to sniff some Roger Clemens off your nipples.
It's like in high school when they say, well, how do you know in high school? It's like, you know, you have that, like you just said, the feeling of when you see a guy, or a girl sees a guy, and you get all butterflies.
Oops.
Yeah, it's like, what? That's why I was like, well, what's the deal?
But you got that from your chick, right? You still
get
it.
Oh, in high school, yeah. Well, and I'm just saying it back in the day. In high school, you know when you see a beautiful woman and you can't talk and you're just all butterflies and then you kind of grace, you know, and it's
and
like,
that happened
whoa.
To you?
Oh, yeah.
How old?
16, 15. Oh, really?
Did you think the cheerleaders were hot?
I don't really like the cheerleader type, but there's, you know, many different kinds of hotness.
You know what?
Do you butch chicks?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, so you like very effeminate women?
Beautiful women.
Yeah. Yeah, so you don't like the leather cap and all the chains connected from your wallet to your belt loop.
Beat me up?
Yeah, you watch any? Do you watch any? Not that you even look at this, but do you ever watch any straight porn?
No.
Is it all lesbian porn?
No. Where's this going?
you know
it's
how
getting
I knew?
Hot in here.
So take off all your. Hey, you know how I knew I was a heterosexual?
How did you know?
I got an erection in the mall while looking at a mannequin.
Wow, is that right?
Because they have mannequins now that actually have nipples. And I found myself saying, boy, that mannequin better be glad I'm in a rush. Come on, you've seen these mannequins that have like bulging nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You see, you try to pretend like you never noticed.
I noticed, man.
Look at her. She's like, that's why I don't want no man. That's why I don't want no man in my life, because y'all twisted.
No pigs.
Twisted pigs.
Arsenio, if you kiss it, does it turn to Kim Cattrall?
Oh, boy.
Now, there's a movie
all
reference.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Meech. We'll stop torturing you.
No, it's all right. Michelle, it's all good.
Everybody.
We love you, baby.
Oh, I love you,
all
too.
Right. We have a young man in the studio here who is responsible for a lot of websites and also has written a book.
And he slept with her, I think.
I think he
I was the one.
Is that the dude? All right, his name is Jay Lewis. Nice to see you, man.
Yes, nice to see you.
All right, now you've written Hot Chicks with Douchebags.
Yes, that is my contribution to Western culture.
All right, and tell us what this book is all about. I guess the title sort of says it.
Yeah, it's about hot chicks who date douchebags.
Right. And I imagine it comes from guys. This book could only be written by a guy like you or me or Arsenio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who doesn't have tattoos or earrings or nose rings or eye rings.
No earrings on me,
no
man.
No tongue
yeah,
studs.
No pop collar.
Yeah, none of that.
What about the 10-degree hat tilt? You know, you got to move that hat slightly to the side.
I got two earrings on and one in my vagina, and you're using that as an example. You know, thanks.
Do you have any tattoos?
No, man. No. I hate tattoos. I hate tattoos. And I don't want no tattoos on my woman. I will not date a woman if she has tattoos.
Visible ones or any tattoos?
I don't want no tattoos. Especially, I went out with a girl that had Julio on her breast.
Ooh.
I mean, who would put a man's name on a mammary?
Julio?
Yeah.
Wow.
She had.
She's hot?
Yeah.
I mean, she slept with her. You
for
just
a
didn't...
prostitute, she was.
Yeah. You slept with her. You just didn't want to marry her.
Well, I can't marry a prostitute, Tim.
Right. Made that mistake already?
Yeah. Me and Divine Brown spent 10 years together before the Hugh Grant incident.
Wow, dude. You're going for it, man. All right. So the book, Hot Chicks with Douchebags. What is your philosophy on why hot chicks are attracted to douchebags?
Well, you know, it's kind of a hard question to answer, but it's essentially the whole peacocking thing. You guys have seen that that guy Mystery on VH1 and the whole like the game, right? And all the techniques of a guy to like dazzle a girl by shaving his chest and turning orange, you know, in the tanning booth and popping right. the collar. And essentially that girls have kind of learned that this is the way to go, that this is what culture considers to be the hot guy. Yeah. Something went radically wrong in right. our society, and I am going to solve it by mocking the hell out of them.
And you know who gets a lot of chicks are white guys with dreadlocks.
Yeah, white guys with dreadlocks. That's definitely, I think, one of the categories. There's like Eurobags, you know, who kind of like American guys who sort of affect like a slight European accent. There's like the frat bag, the standard frat bag, you know. There's sort of the Guido from New Jersey, the standard douchebag. The art bag, you know, there's right. different categories.
Right.
You know, one night when Tim was on vacation, I got to interview Mystery, and he sat right where you're sitting.
Oh my God, I've got douche cooties on my chair.
I mean, he was a trip, man.
Is that right?
And he looks like a magician who gave up sleight of hand to be a pimp.
Yeah.
You know, that he has the jewelry, it's weird.
And Arsenio, you got your start in magic, didn't you? I know that about you.
That's why I know the magician look.
Yeah.
And he looks like he used to do sleight of hand and now he's pimping.
But who's he? He was dating some hot chicks. Who is he dating?
Well, that's I don't know who he dates like I don't know 50 women at a time, but it's like they're like magicians without the tricks, right? They don't actually do anything, but they have the personality of a magician, or at least they think they do.
Yeah, but it's all an act, right? It's all just a front.
Oh yeah, it's all a front, and it's all artificial, and it's like it's time to call it out. And I think there's like this sort of pushback now that's going on my website too. A lot of the emails I get are from girls who are like, "Oh, thank you for calling out douchebag culture for being so ridiculous."
Right now, what's the most popular website you've started?
Well, this is it's hotchickswithdouchebags.com.
Right.
And then that's pretty
don't
much.
Don't you have a lot of blogs and
I don't
stuff,
know,
too?
But oh, maybe I should did. Start a second one.
All right, who is the biggest douchebag though in the book? In
second, your second, Tim, because I don't want to fight this guy.
Yeah,
second,
of course, biggest second, douchebag. Right. Second biggest dude. Well, you know, I focus on the every bag, right? The average all American bags across the country. I don't do celeb bags. Right. So in terms of getting into the douchery of America, you know, I try to pick anonymous sort of, you know, the archetypes that we've all seen. The guy who gestures at a six-pack abs in the club, right? The guy who spikes up his hair so it's like 2 feet high and every follicle has its own like right. little thing going on. And
right. Here's a real douchebag move that I've seen in a club. I can't remember. What's the club across from, the hotel across from the Comedy Store?
The Le Mondrian?
Yeah, Mondrian. And mm-hmm. then the bar in there is the Sky Bar.
Oh, the Holly Douche Land.
I'm really good at whole Jeopardy. Come on, give me another one.
So I was with Jason Salak, who used to produce this here show. And we're in the bathroom. We happen to run into each other in the bathroom. It's not like we're chicks that we went in together. And there's a guy who's really coked out in the bathroom. And he's just washed his face and he's washed his hands and he's pointing into the mirror at himself saying, "You own this town."
Oh, yeah, you own this town.
That's some mystery S.
Yeah. I got an email from one guy in the Inland Empire who wrote, "How dare you make fun of me? I run Orange County." I was like, wow, this guy runs Orange County. He's like
anybody
19.
With a handful of dollar bills runs Orange County, yeah. pal.
All right, the douchebag behavior you've seen in some of these bars here in Southern California, the major douchebags. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Jay Lewis is with us. He's written Hot Chicks with Douchebags. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM, and we have a special guest with us. His name is Jay Lewis.
First yes. guy I ever met that wanted to beat up Mystery with me.
Yeah. I'm going
to
take Mystery. We'll take him together, Arsenio.
All right, Arsenio Hall's with us every Wednesday, so check back every Wednesday. If you hate the show other than when Arsenio's on, then just tune in every Wednesday from 8 to 11. Jay Lewis is with us. He's written a book, Hot Chicks with Douchebags, and can break down basically... Now, how many different douchebags have you discovered? How many different categories?
Wow, that's a great question. It's probably about 40 to 50, I think, that we've categorized on the site. But I'm constantly getting new suggestions. You know, we just did Sir Pecs-a-Lot was a new category, which is the douche who just has to show his pecs at the most uncomfortable situations. Shirtlessness in places where nobody should ever be shirtless.
You know who I think falls under multiple categories? Are any of these guys on American Gladiator?
Yeah, yeah, the sort of pumped up roid bags, yeah. as we call them. Yeah, those yeah. guys are, you know, they're just like inflated cartoons, you know. And anyone who shaves the chest, there's a problem right there.
All right, you can go check out the book. By the way, you're going to be, I guess, at a book signing at Book Soup?
Yeah, Book Soup on Sunset in West Hollywood on Saturday at 7. I'm doing a signing, so
Jesus,
come on
you're
out.
Get your share of douchebags out there.
Yeah, you know, you never know if, like, the ab lobster from the website might show up. That's what I call this one guy. He never might show up and yell at me, but hopefully there'll be enough fans in All case right. any of the douchebags
Excellent.
Come around.
All right, the douchebag behavior you've witnessed in bars and restaurants and public places here in Southern California. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Nelson on the 91. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Big Timmy.
Hey,
what's
dude.
Up, man?
How you doing, man?
And Arsenio, man. Anybody who hasn't get that on their show is cool with me.
Thank you. Right.
Thanks for calling,
right.
bro.
All right, man. So I was at a club, right? And I was in one of these situations where, wow, I got this hot girl dance with me, and I never get the hot girl dance with me, right? So this douchebag just comes up, and this guy's like a Euro bag. I think they call him Chavs across the pond.
Right.
And, you know, he starts dancing on a chick while I'm dancing on her. So, you know, I did the only thing a man like me can do. I punch him in the face.
See, I prefer mocking from a safe distance.
yeah.
I have more of the intellectual
I'm
approach.
I'm with you. But I completely understand the reaction, dude.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
did you knock him out?
Nah, he like backed up and he puffed up. But when I went up to him, he backed away like a little bitch. And they kicked me out of the show. I ended up walking home.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. That's one way to handle it, I guess.
Yeah, I try not to encourage violence on the website, but, you know, that is one way. I prefer to just make them look and sound like idiots, especially if they write me an email on the website. All I have to do is print it, and that's pretty much speaks for itself. These guys are so ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I imagine the language is real interesting.
Well, they puncture like a balloon. Like, you know, they're like heroes in their own little world. You know, they make like $25,000 a year, and they're heroes on Friday nights. And then if you just call them out for how ridiculous they are, they collapse like a house of cards.
Yeah.
Are there married douchebags?
Not so much. I think like once you get married, you sort of lose the will to live. So
the Christy Brinkley story is what made me think of it. You know, I mean, the way she's talking about her ex-husband who went out with the 18-year-old personal assistant.
Yeah.
You know, I was not just, is he defined as a douchebag? Can you be married and be douchey?
Yeah, he's got, if I'm thinking of him, he's sort of like super pretty, right? He kind of looks like he wears makeup.
He's
got the hair.
He has a fiduciary kind of attitude.
Yeah, fiduciary. Yeah, exactly. And definitely is.
And you know what's weird about that dude? In court, he talked about all the crazy sexual acts he did with this chick in front of Christy Brinkley. How much does he hate her?
Yeah. Is that douche-esque?
Yeah, definitely. The need to brag. The thing about the photos is, and you'll see them in the book, is they're more interested in the camera than they are in the hot girl on their arm. They want you to see them.
Yeah.
That's the goal of the douchebag, to be seen with the hot girl as a prize.
You know what I also have discovered with douchebags is they usually don't stay in their hometown. They usually move to another city because...
A douche away game?
Yeah. Because if they stay in their hometown, everyone like knows them from what they were in high school. And they're like, oh, that guy's just a phony because when he was high school, he was like this or that. But when they move to another town, they can be 100% douche all the time.
It's a douche over.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his website and there's this big muscle head. And you all call him Donkey Douche.
Oh, Donkey Douche is a legend of the website. Yeah, look at that guy.
Oh, but look at the women.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, they get hot
this
chicks.
Is the problem, right? This
that
is
looks
the conundrum.
Like my ex. That, yeah. I think that's my ex right there.
Is that right?
She's dating Donkey Douche?
You, dude.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, man.
All right, go to hotchickswithdouchebags.com, right?
Yeah, that's
and,
the site.
And buy the book.
We do weekly Douchebag of the Week every week, and then we have the Douchies in December, which are our yearly awards.
Who's the most hated douchebag on the site?
If you scroll down on the left, there's the Hall of Scrote, which is a section for the award-winning douchebags. And, the most popular Donkey Douche is one of them, and the Ab Lobster is another one, and the Crustacean.
Who wants to kill you?
Oh, they all want to kill me.
They all do.
Oh, yeah.
And does Monkey, Donkey Douche, does he want to kill you?
You know, I really haven't heard from too many of them. I think they're starting to, like, take it as a badge of honor. If they survive the mocking, then they feel more macho. I haven't been getting the hate mail as much.
All right. Now, Jay Lewis is with us. He's written the book Hot Chicks with Douchebags. Your goal is to eliminate the attraction to these guys.
Yeah, my goal is because I can't afford the affliction shirt, so I've decided I'm going to actually change the culture itself so that the hot women no longer desire the douchebag, and then I'll be in again.
Now, have you done any studies, for instance, that the chicks who are attracted to these guys come from broken homes?
Yeah, there's no doubt that the girls have daddy issues.
They do.
And need to be spanked by me at some point later tonight.
Now, you getting hot chicks?
You know, I do all right here.
You do
and there.
All right?
Yeah, LA's a rough city. You guys back me up. A rough city to date in.
it really is.
Yeah, man, that's why I spend my Wednesdays here.
Yeah, you got to change the color of your hair, get some gold teeth.
Yeah, I got to get some bling, some tattoos, pop some my collar.
What's your secret, though? Tell us your secret.
My secret to what?
Yeah.
To girls?
Yeah.
Well, I was always a smart, funny guy, and, and I used to do great until about, like, 2000. Not that it's been that bad for 8 years now, but around 2001 was when the Backstreet Boys NSYNC movement started, and it became all about like the boy bands, and all of a sudden like smart funny wasn't in.
Right.
I was like, what happened? I was doing great in college.
And women hate when an ugly black guy walks up and says, oh, 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 oh.
Let's talk to Joe in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Jim. Hey. How you doing?
How about the
Ultimate Fighter douchebag, UFC?
Oh, the Ultimate Fighter guys?
You know, I accidentally posted one of the UFC guys out on the town, and like all his fanboys were like, I must have gotten 50 emails that they were going to track me down and throw me in the octagon or something like that. I was like, wow, those fanboys love their heroes.
Have you ever been assaulted?
No, good. No, not yet. But the book signing starts Saturday.
It's on its way,
so
huh? All right.
Know.
So you might be killed Saturday.
I would doubt it,
all
but
right.
You never know.
If you are, man, it was nice knowing you.
Thanks,
you
know? Thanks. If I get taken out by a douche, you know, in the war, it was worth it.
All right, let's talk to Joe in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
The trainer douchebag.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Great call, the trainer bag. Yeah, those guys are $20,000 millionaires right there.
Yeah, those are the guys that you meet when you go to sign up for a gym, and the most annoying question they can ask you when they meet you is like, hey, so what are your goals?
Or they tell you how much body fat you have. You guys ever have this where the trainer like does some weird like measurement that looks like it's from Scientology? And
yeah,
like,
he pinches you.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you're 28% body fat, and I'm at 3%. It's like, kiss my ass, buddy.
Yeah. By the way, those things, those BMI clips and you know that test is a hoax.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, it is just, it's like you might as well go to a psychic and ask what your body weight
is. I was checking my clarity test with Tom Cruise.
All right, hey, Joe, hold on 1 second. We're going to send you something here. Joe, we're going to give you let's see what we got here. NASCAR 09 for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Get ready to race your way out with NASCAR 09 from EA Sports. Getting on track has never been easier. So go get your NASCAR 09 from EA Sports.
So I can tell you don't have a boy. When you have a boy, you don't say AE Sports.
Yeah, I know. You rattle it off, huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't have a... but I do have a girl, but I hope she doesn't... I'll get her into the tennis game. You know, I don't want her racing around cars. All of a sudden, then she's like Michelle, the board out for the John and Jeff show.
And
do other chicks.
Okay.
All right, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The douche behavior and the douchebags you've seen here in Southern California. Jay Lewis is with us. He's written the book, Hot Chicks with Douchebags, also hotchickswithdouchebags.com.
And there's some fine ladies, man.
Oh, I know. These guys are getting great chicks.
This website is making me want to douche out.
Yes.
It definitely can make you go crazy. So too much exposure to the website will cause you to go insane.
Exactly. Arsenio Hall is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us. Always nice to see you, dude.
I'm trying to color you bad.
And Jay Lewis.
Yeah.
He's written a book, Hot Chicks with Douchebags. He's going to be signing it at Book Soup this Saturday at 7 p.m. That's on Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah, it's in West Hollywood on Sunset.
Yeah. All right, get out there, man. But the book has really taken off. And it was just a joke. The guy started with a couple of friends at dinner.
Yeah, I was at dinner one night, and I was looking at these couples. I'm going, why are these hot girls in L.A. dating these total douchebags? I'm like, you know what? I can't do anything directly, so I'm going to make fun of them on the internet.
There you go.
And that became the website.
It took off. Yep. Hotchickswithdouchebags.com, the douche behavior you've seen here in L.A. Nicholas and Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, Arsenio.
Hey, dude.
Dog.
Hi, guys. Can we post up pictures on your site?
It's all submissions-based, so you email them to me, and then I put up the best ones,
But great.
You can't do it direct.
Okay, great.
You got a couple of good ones?
Yeah, if you email douchebag1 at hotchickswithdouchebags.com, I'm douchebag1. You just email me, and let me check them out.
You got a link on your website.
Yeah, we'll check it out, hotchickswithdouchebags.com. Ivy in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
God, hey. How cool is that?
Look at you. So
I'm a casting director, so I know lots of douchebags. okay, so I went to USC, and I actually was hanging out a long time ago, and I was hanging out at a bar. It was more of a club, and this guy was having sex with his girlfriend in the back of the club. Then as soon as she went to the bathroom, he hit on me.
Wow.
Yeah, uber douchey.
Did he know that you were a casting director?
No, I wasn't at the time. I was in college at the time.
Did he know you were a future casting director?
You know what? You never know. You never know. Yeah. I was in film school, so it was possible.
Yeah, that is real douchebag behavior.
You'd have to be Kenny Kingston to know what she's going to do later, right?
You know what the other one is? The hand gestures, the gang sign hand gestures. If he ever makes like the shocker or the sideways peace sign and like wraps his arm around your neck, then that's a warning sign.
The little 18, 19-year-olds that wear their hats to the
excellent.
Side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Ivy, you got kids?
No, I don't.
All right. We're looking for somebody who has kids.
Sorry.
Right, thanks for calling, baby.
Thanks.
All
Bye.
Right. I have a gift here, and I wanted to give it to somebody with kids.
Why don't you ask you give it a gift next year if she come down to the studio? You know, I take care of that kid.
Yeah.
9 months.
Meet me at the IHOP.
Jimmy and Wyand Gardens, you're at 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, Timmy?
Hey, dude.
What's up, dog?
Hey.
Hey, first of all, I heard your daughter speak Spanish, and the translation is good, man.
It's not
real,
bad.
Real, real good.
Yeah.
She knows more Spanish than my daughter, and I'm Hispanic.
Wow.
Chalupa.
Yeah, anyways, well.
Quesadilla.
I was calling about this douchebag. Actually, it was 2 days ago. I was at the bar.
Right.
And this guy was talking out loud and saying how he likes the tips of his hair just gray and not his sideburns.
Right.
And then he was overrating himself playing pool, like he only missed one shot and he wants everybody to hear him, you know. And I was at a party, last one, over the weekend, and these Filipinos going dancing around everybody, and they start doing the same routine, everybody, like synchronized and taking the whole show, you know what I mean?
Are
you kidding me? And then they're doing Michael Jackson and this Filipino not wearing deodorant, just going around everybody.
That sounds
kind of
cool,
like,
actually. Man, I want to see that.
Hey, Jimmy, how old are your kids?
I got a one-year-old, a three-year-old, and a seven-year-old.
Wow. All right, you're the lucky man. We're going to give you a family four-pack of tickets to Knott's Berry Farm.
Perfect.
Thank you, Timmy.
Perfect.
Yeah, and check us out. We'll be broadcasting live on Friday, July 18th. Show up at Knott's after 4 p.m., and your tickets are half price.
We'll do it live!
All right. Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live down there, man. All right, the book is Hot Chicks with Douchebags. Jay Lewis is the author. The crazy douchebag behavior you've seen here in Southern California. Daniel in, I don't know where the hell you are. Daniel, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
The one-upper douche.
Oh, yeah, right. Mm. Yeah, the guy, you said you got a 20-foot boat. The guy just bought a 23-foot.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that guy.
1 inch longer. Right. I don't need to say anything more than that.
All right. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the 2008 Orange County Fair going on Friday through August 3rd at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. Go to ocfair.com and hit them up for a ticket discount. There you go. OC Fair. You been out there, Arsenio? That OC Fair?
Tim, if you miss the trash can one more time with the gift
the
receipts.
The giveaways? Yeah.
Come
have
on,
you been
man.
To the Orange County Fair?
You
beautiful.
Know,
you got to take that kid out there.
Well, okay. Have you been?
Yeah. I go almost every year.
Okay. I'm going this year.
You got to go. It really is worth it. It's right off the coast. It's always nice and cool down. There's a million things for the kids to do.
But what would I like, Tim?
Because
I can send him with grandma.
You like the food.
Okay.
Yeah, the food's good. But you probably want to send him with grandma. A lot of rides. There's bands there and stuff.
But if you can handle it,
I
can handle it. Because I will go to some things that you will not go to.
Yeah, but I'm plastered down there. You know?
Yeah, well.
Just barely able to stand up.
Oh, okay.
You know, that kind.
Okay, gotcha. Let's go.
Yeah. All right, Ron in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey,
DB Wine. I love your site, man.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, I got a question for you. A couple of things. How often do you put douche baguettes on there?
You know, the baguette is like, there's been an increasing demand for me to feature some baguettes.
And those are the chicks?
Yeah, the female douchebag, the douche baguette. But I haven't been putting that many up lately.
What are some of the characteristics of a baguette?
Well, giant sunglasses, gum snapping, hand gestures, you know.
I see. Okay.
Sure. Paris Hilton?
Paris Hilton's
mini
in LA.
Baguette. Yeah, pretty much most of the girls in LA fall into the baguette. But I still believe they can be redeemed because I'm an optimist at heart. And by redeemed, I mean date me.
All right, that is cool. Ronnie, hold on 1 sec. We're going to give you something, too. Top Spin 3 for your Xbox 360, PS3. And Nintendo Wii. How about getting through that sentence? Play against Maria Sharapova and all the other top tennis pros. For more information, go to Topspin 3. Check out 2ksports.com.
Jeez. Brilliant. That was brilliant execution. That was Columbia School of Broadcasting. That was wonderful. Let me see you shoot this hook shot with the...
Oh! Sky hook.
Let's look at that again. Look at him go to his left. He's dribbling. Uh-oh. Jab, step. Oh, unbelievable.
All right. Go to Jay Lewis's website, hotchickswithdouchebags.com, and then go meet him out at the book signing, Book Soup on Sunset Boulevard. It's near Doheny, I guess, right?
Yeah, remember that tower that used to be there?
Yeah, it's across the street.
Right across the street from the legendary Tower Records.
I go to that Coffee Bean.
Yeah, the Coffee Bean's right there. Yeah.
7 p.m. this Saturday. And thanks for coming in, dude.
Yeah, thank
you,
guys.
And Arsenio, thank you for coming in, my man.
You know what?
You're a major stud, dude.
You know what? I could not go on living without my Wednesdays. You didn't think I was going to say something meaningful and smart.
I didn't
think so.
And I love Amazon Women on the Moon. I just had to say that.
Oh,
my favorite movie. That's one that a lot of people don't know about.
He's got copies in his car.
That was my first acting job.
Is that right?
John Landis directed
Ain't
that.
No Thelma Here.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I was high that week.
Were you high doing that?
No. I was a young act. I joke with the kids.
All right. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Man.
All right. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Don't forget, on July 18th, we will be at Knott's Berry Farm. So come on down. Randy will be down there. Also, Gina Grad. You can meet both of those clowns. And we'll see you tomorrow for What the Hell did Jesse Jackson Say right here at 8 o'clock. Right after Arsenio, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Do you think you can? Hi, Sophia. It's Daddy. Hey, how do you say, in English we say red, in Spanish we say...
Rojo.
All right, in English we say yellow, in Spanish we say...
Amarillo.
Amarillo, right. All right, in English we say blue, in Spanish we say...
Azul.
Yeah, you got it, baby. What about green? In English we say green, in Spanish we say...
Verde.
Yeah, verde. You got it, baby.
Wait, no, that was the word. Never mind.
Hey, can you sing me that Elmo song real quick?
Elmo's birth. It's right
you're the best, sweetheart. All right, I'll see you next week. I'm going to take off to Vegas with a couple of chicks.
Hello?
You still there?
I have a friend who works for Fred Sands, and she stopped using Jigaboo Area.
No longer anymore, huh?
Yes, political correctness has stopped the real estate people from saying, you know, this is a heavy Jigaboo Area.
I can see that one. I can see how people might look twice at Fred Sands, real estate agents. Uno, dos, tres, siete.
Cookies?